I mean, Russ, everybody see it. You know, he put the work in, time in, time out, a leader on and off the field. So just very thankful to have a guy like that, you know, quarterback of this team, a leader.
What's your understanding of what your role is going to be and how much playing time you might see?
We ain't really talk about that yet. Right now, you know, I had a pretty good day-to-day, quite a bit. So, you know, keep building the rest of the weekend, see where we at on Sunday.
Little passive-aggressive shot at Rodgers there early, no?
Maybe.
I don't think anything he said about Russ was incorrect. But I doubt he feels the same way about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I said I want to see more consistency from Russell Wilson. And maybe more consistency is not the right way of putting it, because through two games he's been consistent. I just want to see him continue the consistency. There we go. That's better verbiage. I'll tell you, I'd take him over Aaron Rodgers right now.
Right now, for sure.
On the field and leadership-wise off the field.
Yep.
I see the way he interacts with Justin Fields. I don't think it's fake. I buy it. Both those guys, when the decision was made, they quoted the same Bible verse. Like, I think these guys might actually be close.
Yes. Kind of have to be. Well, if you want to win.
Yeah.
And especially during the time that Justin Fields was the starting quarterback and Russ was sitting out, like, Russ is not going to just go do his rehab and not be around. Like, he's going to help Justin Fields win.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he wants to win. He wants the team to win. So, yeah, they probably got real close whenever Russ was out and Russ helping Justin mentally.
I'm starting to think that Tomlin the whole time was in Russ's ear saying, hey, look, it's going to be you.
Yeah.
We're going to give you your shot. And that makes it easier for him to be supportive of Justin Fields, because you want to inherit a good football team. Like, when we bought our house, there's a lot we wanted to do to it, but we didn't have to build it from the bones up, right? You would hate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends, right?
Right.
But sure made it easier. Throw a coat of paint, bring your furniture in, bada bing, bada boom, turnkey.
Yep.
He walked into a turnkey operation. Makes it a lot easier for a guy like Russell Wilson to be a nice man, knowing that it's always going to be yours and you want it to be 4-2 or better. 412-928-9370. Can you see the Steelers hoisting that Lombardi trophy? Yesterday, we had Ray Fittipaldo on, and he said 4-5 or 5-4 should really make Steelers fans happy. Nah, I want to win a couple games in January. What say you? 412-928-9370. We got a couple of people texting in. We'll get to you in a moment. It is 6:25. Time to make the call to Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Someone tweets in, Doran, and says, I don't need to see the Steelers win the next two, but can you win one and be competitive in the other? I think that's fair.
Yep. Kind of where I was at yesterday.
Yeah. You'd want them to beat Baltimore, though, then.
Yes. Yes, because then you get that division one,
mm-hmm.
That first one.
I'll say it this way, too. So I would like to see the Steelers win these next two games, and it would hit me like 0-4, like the Eagles and Patriots, and damn, this team has announced itself. If it's trending towards the Steelers being a wild card team, I can't ever envision them winning the Super Bowl.
Too tough of a road?
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you get the 2 seed, because I think Kansas City is getting the 1. And you're going to have some say in that because you'll play them on Christmas. But you've got 2 losses. They've got none. They're going to win 13 or 14 games. And I just don't think the Steelers will win 13 or 14 games. But you play the first at the ACC. You play the second at the ACC. I mean, you're probably going to be favored in those games. So winning the division is the first step. And while I want to see them win these next two, if you split and get one against the Ravens, I'm not going to give up on the Steelers as a contender.
No.
Anything like that.
No. No. It'll be a good start to what they're going to have to go through the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Texter.
Yes.
They haven't beat any upper-tier teams. They win the games they should. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Atlanta's sitting there at 6-3 right now.
They're pretty good.
I think the Chargers are a good football team.
Yes.
I think Indianapolis, with Joe Flacco, could be a playoff team. So there's 3 right there. Denver, yeah, they got their doors blown off by Baltimore. They're sitting there with a winning record vying for a playoff spot.
All those teams you just named were with Justin Fields.
Great point.
So
now Steelers didn't beat Indy, but they were, I mean, bad start.
Right.
Blah, blah.
Whether they win or lose, those teams were against Justin Fields. This is a different story now.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're going to find out. They haven't beat anybody. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to see how good Russell Wilson actually is.
If the Ravens had to play, it was a Josh Johnson, on his 15th team for six games. Are they 4-2?
No.
I don't think so.
Browning, is he still the backup in Cincinnati?
It's hard to say.
I mean, any team in the AFC North.
Seriously. I think about the Chiefs. And if they've... Andy Reid's a hell of a coach, and they got a good defense. They probably have a winning record without Mahomes, but they're not undefeated. I don't think the Chargers, although they've got a good defense and a good running structure, I don't think with their backup quarterback, was it Easton Stick or whatever, maybe, I don't think they're sitting there at 4-2.
You think Mitch Trubisky and the Buffalo Bills would be?
No, I don't.
What they are right now?
I don't. And it's not just about the backup quarterbacks we're naming. It's also about the foundation. Steelers defense, Steelers running game, Steelers special teams. It's not just because Justin Fields played well in some of these games. It's that they have found different ways to engineer victory. And I think that's a great lens through which to view them, Doran. They're sitting atop the AFC North, and they played the guy they didn't want to play through six games. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't think he's good. Of course they think he's good. That's why they went out and acquired him. But he's not as good as this guy,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Good point by you.
Thanks.